Charlemagne also linked the fortunes of this state with the papacy and the Christian justifications of a just royal monarchy. Now, Louis's sons fought for partition. They fought for the older tradition, and ultimately this is what happened to Charlemagne's empire. His grandsons divided it in 843 at the official division is at the Treaty of Verdun, where a western Frankish kingdom emerges, which corresponds more or less to France. An eastern Frankish kingdom emerged, which is essentially western Germany, parts of Switzerland and Austria, and then a middle kingdom known as Lotharingia, which went to the oldest son, Lothar, which survives today in the name of Lorraine. And this was a domain that stretched from the Low Countries up the Rhine through the Alps into central and northern Italy. Now, that kingdom is often looked upon as really quite ludicrous by many, but this partition actually made a certain amount of sense. And that gets us into the question of Carolingian institutions and how we evolve into the feudal monarchies. For one, the three kingdoms more or less corresponded in size and wealth, had more or less corresponding in size and wealth, lands known as the fisc, that is royal domains. Domains that you could hand out to vassals, men who would provide military service. So all three kings in this partition, Charles the Bald in France, Louis the German in Germany, and Lothar in the Central Kingdom, more or less had the same amount of royal property. Second, these borders took into consideration, as best as we can determine, other than pre-existing lines among various vassals. You didn't just arbitrarily carve out the domains of a vassal, you know, parceling out one to here, one king, one to the other, so you wouldn't have complicated dual allegiance. Finally, the oldest son, Lothar, got the imperial title, that is Holy Roman Emperor, which had to be done by a coronation in Rome, and that meant he got the two capitals, that would be Aachen, now in Germany, and Rome, the two which were regarded then as the two imperial centers. Now, that division into three kingdoms is an important point to stress because it is the premise behind all political developments in Western Europe thereafter, at least on the continent. Now, there's a separate situation that will go on in England and Spain. In addition to these political changes, the Carolingian world also saw the beginnings of an extremely important evolution on the local level, which would allow for the reconstruction of political stability in Western Europe. And that is the shift over to something known as the fief, the foedum, in medieval Latin texts. And this was a means of rewarding supporters. And you have to remember from the previous lecture that coined money is in rather short supply, even in the Carolingian period, and that the kings just don't have the revenues to maintain a bureaucracy and an army, that you shifted over to these fiefs, which were lands granted in return for military service. Now, this fused a variety of traditions. One was dependent land tenure that you can find in Roman laws. Another was a tradition of warrior bands putting themselves at the disposal of a lord, rendering what later became known as homage, which was a religious rite in which a vassal put himself under the suzerainty of a lord. These were then sanctified in a Christian tradition, and the Carolingian world sees a steady shift to this type of organization. And particularly, the military service was connected with the equipping of heavily armed cavalry, the so-called knights. There will be changes in military technology we'll discuss in a separate lecture. But the need to obtain fiefs, to hand out fiefs to vassals, who in turn would hand out fiefs to other vassals, lesser vassals, all the way down the line, and each owing military service in turn up to their final lord, was the basis for the political organization of medieval Europe. Some historians are really hesitant to speak of a term feudalism. It's actually a late term. It was, I think, coined in the 18th century. But nonetheless, the term does describe an arrangement that came to characterize the heartland of the Carolingian Empire.